This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Don't make a new line. If you make a new line, it's going to mess up everything. Yeah, find the spot. Let the children, if you want. Okay, you can come. Ibrahim, Bashir, stand here. It's okay. Yeah, make space. Right here, there's most. No, don't make another line, please. Abdurrahman. Find a spot, please. If you have any kids, they could come in here. Come. Yeah. Make space, no. It's okay. Sorry, child. Alhamdulillah. Come closer as much as you can. It's only 2 rak'ah, inshallah. Bring your chair. Put it here instead of this one. Oh, you want to make sujood? Okay. So we can move it a little bit more. Okay, move it. Squeeze a little bit, Akhwan. Okay. It's okay. Patience. You can't hear me? Can you hear me now? Allahu Akbar. 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 الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاءت كل نفس معها سائق وشهيد لقد كنت في غفلة من هذا فكشفنا عنك غطاءك فبصرك اليوم حديد وقال قرينه هذا ما لدي عتيد ألقيا في جهنم كل كفار عنيد مناع للخير معتد مريب الذي جعل مع الله إلها آخر فألقياه في العذاب الشديد قال قرينه ربنا ما أطغيته ولكن كان في ضلال بعيد قال لا تختصموا لدي وقد قدمت إليكم بالوعيد ما يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد يوم نقول لجهنم
هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد وأزلفت الجنة للمتقين غير بعيد هذا ما توعدون لكل أواب حفيظ من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب ادخلوها بسلام ذلك يوم الخلود لهم ما يشاءون فيها ولدينا مزيد
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر 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 الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear respected beloved brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept everything that we have done in the last 9 days. May Allah accept the fasting that we have done and the qiyam and the dua. Every single dua, Ya Allah, we beg you with the best of your names for every dua we made on the day of Arafah. Ya Allah, accept it. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال يا خير البرية. A man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, Oh, the best of mankind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with utmost humility and humbleness, he said, Thaka Ibrahim. That's not me, it's Ibrahim alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every year around this time, we remember Ibrahim alayhi salam, and you hear many khutbas about his tawheed, about his submission to Allah azza wa jal, about his obedience, about his patience. But today, I will take something different, something so special about Ibrahim alayhi salam, and that is his discipline. His discipline. When we think about the word discipline, we always think about punishment and restrictions. But actually, discipline was defined best by Abraham Lincoln when he said, choosing what you want most over what you want now. Choosing what you want most over what you want now. And this is exactly what happened with Ibrahim alayhi salam. When he was ordered by Allah Azza wa Jal to migrate, with discipline, he obeyed. When he was ordered by Allah Azza wa Jal to build the Kaaba and the scorching heat, with discipline, he built it. When he was ordered to leave his wife and son in a lifeless desert, with discipline, he did. When he was ordered to slaughter his only son that he loves the most, with discipline, he attempted. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, that fulfilled every single order to perfection. And from Ibrahim, we learn all the manasik of Hajj. And even in the Hajj, Allah Azza wa Jal told us, لَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. For us to be disciplined, no intimacy no foul language, no argumentation in Hajj. With all that crowd, with all the chaos in Muzdalifah, with all the heat, with all sleepless nights, you still have to control yourself and be disciplined. My brothers and sisters, we will have no success, no prosperity, no happiness if we do not have discipline in our life. And we as Muslims, the carrier of the only true deen, we as Muslims, the carriers of the only true religion on this earth, we should know most about discipline. We have to live by discipline in the masjid, in the workplace, at home, at school, in the marketplace, wherever we go, whatever we do, it should be with discipline. Is there any more disciplined deen than Islam? Can we fast in December because it's very cold and Maghrib is too early? No! Ramadan comes in July this year, or in June, you fast in June. Let's go to Hajj in Shawwal. There's nobody there. No! You go to Hajj in Dhul Hijjah, discipline. Can I pray whenever I want? No, you pray in exact specific time in a rows that has to be straight, foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. كالبنيان المرصوص. Discipline. This is Islam. Islam is so disciplined that we are told which hand to eat with, which deen tells you, which foot to enter the restroom with. What do you say when it rains? What do you say when it thunders? What do you say when you have a new baby? What do you say when you enter the marketplace? What do you say when you enter the court? Everything is detailed. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. Which deen does that? We are the deen of discipline. And when we apply this discipline in our life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you do not leave anything, listen carefully my brothers and sisters, you do not leave anything for the sake of Allah, except Allah will replace you with something better. Discipline. Sometimes we sell and buy haram. We buy and sell haram because we are worried about our rizq. Where's the discipline when you were told that the Razzaq is one, the Razzaq is alive, the Razzaq is hayyun la yamut? Where is the discipline when, remember, discipline is what you love most over what you love now. We all love Jannah. And that is our main goal, our main target. And what we love now might take us away from our main goal. So we have to give up what we love now. Give up sleeping when the time for Fajr comes. Right? That is exact, that is the utmost daily discipline is Salat al-Fajr. I and you, we want to sleep. We are human beings, we are tired, especially in these days when the night is very short. We want to sleep. But Allah said, or the Adhan said, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm. Salat is better than sleeping. Discipline, get up, even though yourself, your nafs is telling you, An-nawmu khayrun min as-salat. Sleeping is better than praying. But with discipline, you get up and you go to your masjid and you pray. Every single day, we are taught how to be disciplined in our deen. قُلُوا قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. بسم الله وحده الصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Discipline in our speech, discipline in our behavior, discipline in our emotions, discipline in our desires. Yusuf alayhi salam, because of his discipline, when he was seduced by the wife of the Aziz,
Because of his discipline, he said, Ma'ad Allah, my brothers and sisters, my young brothers and sisters, where we are exposed to this haram day and night on Instagram and all kinds of social media, say, A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah, I will not do it. Because of his discipline, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makkanahu fil ard, made him established on earth when he left something for the sake of Allah. Do not worry. Do not worry at all. Whatever is haram, leave it for the sake of Allah and Allah, and be guaranteed, be certain, have yaqeen that Allah will definitely will replace me with something better. If you leave something for me as a human being, something that you love so much and you left it just for me, wallahi, I will reward you. How about if you left it for Akram al-Akrameen? How about if you left it for Akram al-Akrameen? How he's going to treat you? Wallahi, you will see the barakah. When you leave some haram for the sake of Allah, when you leave the haram for the sake of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will put barakah in your deen, barakah in your children, barakah in your time, barakah in your wealth, barakah in your health. But we are so scared because we do not have discipline. We want what we want now. We are doing what we want now than when we want most. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places told us, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ, obey Allah and obey the messenger. And this is the motto in our life. Apply discipline in your life and you will see the success in this dunya and in the akhirah. And think about discipline as it's your ability to say no when you deep down inside, you want to say yes. Discipline is when it's your ability to say no when you deep down inside, you want to say yes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us discipline in everything that we say and everything that we do. My brothers and sisters, today is the day of Eid. Today is the day of akl. Today is the day of eating and drinking and joy and happiness. Make sure you bring that to your family. We're talking about discipline. Have time. Discipline your time. Time for yourself. Time for your work. Time for your community. And absolutely priority, time for your family. Give them the time, especially in the days of the Eid. We only have two. We don't have 50 like others. Just two Eid. Make sure you make it a very special day for the children. Every single Eid, let them look forward for that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a joyous Eid. May Allah azza wa jal accept from all of us. May Allah azza wa jal accept from all our brothers and sisters that are in Hajj right now. May Allah azza wa jal make our last deeds, our best deeds, and our last words, La ilaha illallah. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbuhu wa tardah. Allahumma ansur al-mujahideena fi kulli makan. Allahumma a'izz al-islam. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal-muslimin. Waghdhil al-kufra wal-kafirin. وأزل الشرك والمشركين يا أرحم الراحمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعيدكم مبارك
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.